Says the Gemara, "V'chimei achar." Sorry. Why don't we say Choshed Amamen or Choshed Hashvuasa? Says the Gemara, Loi Amrina Migud Choshed Amamen or Choshed Hashvuasa. You know why we don't say it? Because we don't say it. That's why. We don't say Migud Choshed Amamen or Choshed Hashvuasa. It's interesting, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, "V'neima migu da choshed amamen or choshed hashvuasa ad Rabbi Yochanan parach." D'amar choshdei rabban and shemiyelach v'toykev d'shechaver v'mishaliu im choshedu b'kach choshedu nami lishava. If he's choshed to steal, he should be choshed to swear falsely also. What's the difference? There's the Gemara. Lo yamrinon d'chamelei le'inchi yisr shvua me'yisr gzeil. We were medayik in Rashi that Rashi's mashma that this is like a thing. It's a guy thing. In other words, people are more bugged out from Shua Shav than they are from stealing. But it doesn't sound necessarily like that's a real thing. There's just some things that some people chapzach to. You know, some people chapzach to certain things, other things not. You know, so the people chapped on to Shua over here, and they didn't chap chamu le'inchi Shua Shav, Isra Shua me'isra gzela. If you look in Toisvis is mashma a little bit differently. We start at the top Toisvis. Choshe the top Toisvis in our sugya. Choshe the moment aloi choshe the shvuasa. Says Toisvis nira dehainu taima mishum de shvua chamura. Kiniso bayuma. Ube shvuas sha'olim nizdazea aloi sisa. Toisvis says the reason is because shvuas taka more chamur. Toisvis makes it sound like that if a person is going to be over in Isser Gezel, it's less chamor than Isser Shvua. Kol ha'olam nizdazea. The entire world shudders from Shvua Shav. We explained why Shvua is like saying that this is true, like Hashem is true. That's the yisoid of a Shvua. So if a person does that, he's keilu, he's like, he's chas v'shalom, saying something that would be really, really tragic or drastic. And therefore, a Shvua is like, people don't mess with Shvuas because they shouldn't mess with Shvuas. Because Shvuas taka more chamor. That's what it sounds like from Tosfos. So it's a subtle difference in Rashi and Tosfos, but it can say that there is some sort of machloikas over here. Now, my rabbi says as follows. What would you say? What is the, I use the word baseline, but what is the pashtus? Migu da chashir amamana, chashir ha-shvusa, or migu chashir amamana, loy chashir ha-shvusa. What would you say? Like, what's your pashtus? Migu da chashir amamana, chashir ha-shvusa, or loy chashir ha-shvusa? Give me a svara and give me a diuk in the Gemara, if you could. Anyone. Either one.
First one.
What would you say?
Not loy.
Migu da chashir amamana chashir ha-shvusa. Why?
Because that's what the Gemara's question is.
Says Abacha chashir Yisrael Elshin. The Gemara starts off right away. Migu da chashir amamana chashir ha-shvusa. Like, where are you coming from? That seems to be the Gemara's pashtus. That's the reason the Gemara is like, the go-to right away is Migu da chashir amamana chashir ha-shvusa. The Gemara is attacking with that. So you have to know what the Gemara's teretz is exactly. But the Gemara is attacking with Migu da chashir amamana chashir ha-shvusa.
Throws it out like less than a second, throws it out, and then.
So let's see how the Gemara throws it out. So let's see. I think that perhaps as follows. It might depend on Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Rashi says, why do we say, because people like decided that Shvua is more chamer. I understand that what you're saying is that really there's no difference between Mamon and Shavua. They're really equal. So if you're going to do one, you'll do the other. Rashi, according to Rashi, I understand the baseline. The baseline is going to be that if you're over on Gezel, why wouldn't you be over on Shavua? There's no difference between the two of them. They're basically the same thing. So you're going to do one, do the other. That's why Rashi would understand that the baseline is Chashad HaMamon HaChashad HaShavuah. However, Tosfos is saying no. Tosfos is saying that Shavua is more chamor. It's really more chamor. So why in the world did the Gemara automatically assume Migu da chashir amamana is chashir ha-shvusa? Why was that the assumption? But the chayra, if you're medayik in the lashon, if you look carefully at Tosfos and Rashi, it could be there's a girsa difference also in what the maskana is. What's the Gemara's maskana? The Gemara challenges. Max, this hopefully will help you. The Gemara challenges. Migu da chashir amamana chashir ha-shvusa. What's the Gemara's answer? Anyone, could you paraphrase the Gemara's answer?
No,
Could someone? What's the Gemara's answer? Gabriel? What's the Gemara's answer? What? The Gemara says, Gemara challenges, Migu to Chashad HaMam and Chashad HaShvuasa. What's the Gemara's answer? What? Paraphrase for me.
Don't say that.
Don't say that? So if you look carefully, let's look at the way Tosfos says. Tosfos says, the Chashad HaMamina loy Chashad HaShvuasa. The chashid amamana loy chashid ashvuasa. That's the language. That's the Dibur HaAschol of Tosfos. Rashi and our Gemara seem to say different. Our Gemara say loy amrinan migu the chashid amamana chashid ashvuasa. You don't say migu the chashid amamana chashid ashvuasa. Tosfos' version is chashid amamana is not chashid ashvua. Our Gemara is you don't say chashid amamana chashid ashvuasa. What's the difference? It sounds like our Girsa, there is something called Chashad HaMamon Chashad HaShvuasa, but we don't say it. It is, but we don't say it. And according to Tosfos, it isn't. Chashad HaMamon Loi Chashad HaShvuasa. According to Rashi, it sounds like it is, but don't say it. What does that mean? Rashi says, Kaschamahu Le'inchi Isser Shvua Mi Isser Gezel. The people chapped a klatz and they chapped a thing with Shvua. So therefore, really, Chashad HaMamon should be Chashad HaShvuasa. But we're not going to say it because people decided that they're going to be more makbid on Shavuah than they are on Mammon. That's the way Rashi is. According to Tosfos, Chashad HaMamana is not Chashad HaShvuasa. Mammon is more kal, Shavuah is more chamer. Shavuah has kol olam mizdazeah. Shavuah is be'etzem more chamer. It's not just a thing people do. It's be'etzem more chamer, according to Tosfos. Therefore, Chashad HaMamana, lo Chashad HaShvuasa. It's just not. Because Shavuah is more chamer than Mamon. Mashenka, according to Rashi, Shavuah is not more chamer. So really, if you'd ask me what should be, Chashad HaMamon should be Chashad HaShvuasa. However, people are psachah, psachah, klats, they have this thing, that they're more makbar on Shavuah than they are on Mamon. Okay. Without missing, what's the Yisoid of Machloikas? Perhaps, and this is only a perhaps, my friends, there's an interesting machlokas we gave out today in the Sefer Oil Torah. Sefer Oil Torah brings down two different pshatim, a Rashba and a Gro. What's the yisoid of migu de chashid amamena chashid ashvusa? The Rashba says, even though in general mumar ledaver echad eino mumar lekol haTorah kula, just because a person does one avera doesn't mean he's going to do other averas. So what's going on over here? Just because he steals doesn't mean he's going to swear. Forget about more chomer, less chomer. Forget about that. Just because a person is not makbid on kelayim doesn't mean that he's gonna not eat. He's gonna eat tarfus. What does one thing have to do with the other thing? They have nothing to do with each other. Shavuah, gezel, two different things. So why would you say chashad hamamana, chashad hashvuasa? Says the Rashba. Because I'll tell you why. Because this shavuah is not a shavuah about, let's say, soita. We said there's another type of shvuah. This is a shvuah about what? Mammon. And we said he's willing to steal Mammon, which means I'll do averas for Mammon. If I'll do averas for Mammon, gzeladik, I'll do averas for Mammon, shvuadik. It's the same goyrim. It's the same thing motivating him to do an avera. So if a person is going to eat shrimp, can we assume he's probably also going to eat pork? Yes. Are we going to assume he doesn't have mezuzahs on his door? No, it's a different avera. But over here, if you do the avera with one type of animal or one type of macholas asuras, will you do another type of macholas asuras? Yes, even though it's different macholas asuras. We'll eat a cow that's not shechted. Yes. This is a nevela. That's a trefa. Nevela, trefa. It's macholas asuras. It's being motivated by the same thing. This person has a taiva to eat and he's not makban on what he eats. This person has a taiva to steal. He's not makban on what he steals. He'll steal money. He'll swear falsely to get money. He'll do averas in order to get money. It's all motivated by the money. It's not called two different averas. It's really the base, the shirish, what it's coming from is really the same avera. Says the Tzvuas Shar, what happens if a person, we know that he eats nevelas. Would you say, migu dechashid a nevela, chashid ashvuasa? No. unless the shvuah is on an avela or something like that.
Could it be cut on the rise and puzzle?
Look at the second question. What?
Why is
the
cut on the puzzle?
Because
it's
still
becoming
Rosh Hashanah, Stemiel, Edis,
anything.
Actually,
puzzle.
Edis is different. This is talking about Shavuot. Edis has a special Gzeres Kassav, Atoshis Yadcha, Atoshis Rosh Aid. Special Gzeres Kassav. That's what Tosis says. So. Okay. Lefi Zeh, my friends. It's a special thing of Choshen HaMamon or Choshen HaShavuos because the whole thing is all Mamon. We're all in the world, the realm of Mamon. However, the Vilna Gaon brings, based on a Shulchan Aruch Beis Yosef, differently. It says that a person is Oichel Nevelos, he can't be, he's not Neman on Shechita, even if he makes a Shavuah on Shechita. Says the Vilna Gaon, I'll tell you why. Because of our Gemara, Migud HaChoshen HaMamon Chashid HaShavuasa. Explains the Gaon the following thing. What does that mean? That's totally not like the Rajba. The Rajba says it's only because it was money. Over here going from Nevelos to Shavua. Explains the Vilna Gaon. Listen to this half of a fella. Says the Vilna Gaon, because this is something we should know, that every person at Har Sinai, this week's Parsha, made a Shavua to keep the Torah, where Mujba the Oymeid Mehar Sinai, and this is a real Shavua. I'll prove it to you, because what happens if you want to make another Shavua that you're going to do a mitzvah? It says, well, you can't. Ain't Shavua Chalal Shavua. You're Mujba V'Oymeid Mehar Sinai. You made a Shavua already. So basically, every single mitzvah, every single Aveiro, you have a Shavua on. If a person now steals, what did he basically just do? He was over on a Shavua. So he was already over on a Shavua. What? How? Because he's Mujba V'Oymeid Mehar Sinai. You might not know this, but you made a Shavua already that you're not going to steal. And if you steal, aside for stealing, you're over on a Shavua. So if you already were willing to be over on a Shavua in order to steal, what's going to be now? We're going to make you make a Shavua. Shkoyach, you did that already. Says that you can't make any Shavuas on Mitzvahs or Averis. On anything that's not a Mitzvah, you can make a Shavua. Says the Avil Nagoin, So Zayn Klora Boisai. Listen to this and then you can ask a question. According to the Rajba, the Iker of Migud HaChoshen HaMamon HaChoshen HaShavuos is the Mamon. The Mamon. Listen, I'll steal for Mamon, I'll swear falsely for Mamon. And the main thing is, what's driving you is the Mamon. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's Pumfakert. The Iker is the Shavua. Migud HaChoshen HaMamon, you ready? We're over on a Shavua in your Mamon, because every Mamon has Shavua. So therefore, the Choshen Nami HaShavuosa, because yes, so there's another Shavua. It's mamish the opposite of the pshat of the Rajba. The Rajba is saying, listen, in the Shavua we see Mamon. Why do we see Mamon? Because what's going to drive him to swear falsely? Mamon. And he stole from Mamon, he'll swear from Mamon. It's really all Mamon based. Therefore, it's coming from the same source. According to the Rajba, it's farkert. When a person steals Mamon, what do we see in the Mamon? Shavua sheker. Why? Because he's mushba v'oymeid. He already made a Shavua.
They're using the same svara, though.
What?
They're using the same svara that I said.
It's the same type of svara, but from coming from different directions, I'll show you the nafkamina. So what's going to be the svara? Amigu dechoshid amamina loy choshid ashvuasa. Says Tosis, look, maybe I'm willing to steal. Maybe I'm willing to steal for money, but I'm not willing to kill for money. Just because, you're right, I'm motivated by money. I'm willing to do an aver for money. I'll steal for money. Will I kill for money? Not muchach. Not everyone that's willing to steal is going to kill. We all understand that, right? Maybe he won't swear falsely. You're right, he's motivated by money. So I understand why you're saying he's willing to do averes for money. But maybe shvuas shav is more chamor, says Tosis. It's more chamor, therefore he won't do it. That will work in Tosis' world. That won't work in the Goyin's world. Why will it not work in the Vilna Goyin's world? Because he already was over shvuas shav when he stole. He stole, he was over shvuas shav. Says the Vilna Gaon, every single gzela is a shvuah shav. Migud HaChoshen HaMamon, he already was over shvuah. So when he tells me he's willing to steal, he's not willing to kill. If he killed when he stole the first time, he's going to kill the second time. If he swore falsely the first time, well, he didn't actually say the words, but he swore because he's Mushba V'Yomid Me'ar Sinai. So even though he didn't actually physically swear, but he swore, he was over the shvuah the first time, he'll be over a second time. So why would you say Migud HaChoshen HaMamon Loi chashen hashvuasa? What would be the svar of that? Yisana, what do you say?
You
mean he should be able to be Matir's first nether?
Yes.
Yeah, by the way, that's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous proposal. You're basically saying you want to be Ice Yid.
No,
it doesn't work,
first
though.
First of all, no one consented to that. No one ever came to me and said, oh, you swore by Ar Sinai.
I'm telling you right now, you swore by Ar Sinai. You can't do that. First of all, you can't. If you could, then you would be Ice Jew, but you can't. Because the Shavuot that was made in front of 600,000 people needs 600,000 people in order to undo it. So being that we all made the Shavuot together, we can't be Matan Eder unless we're all there. So if you want to get together 600,000 Jews, have you Matan Eder, I don't suggest it. What? You could swear on something that has nothing to do with the Mitzvah and Avera. I could swear that it rained yesterday. I could swear that I paid you back. I could swear that anything that's not intrinsically a Mitzvah and Avera. And Achanami, you can't swear on any Mitzvah, any Avera. What? No, we're going to see why the Gemara is not going to be Tzitzis. But hold on. I want to answer my question. Let's stick to the question for a second. According to the Gemara's pshat, that says every time you steal, you also over on the Ashvua. Why would you say, Migu Chashar HaMamana, Loi Chashar HaShvuasa? How could it be? Someone help me?
Because you're having two Shvuas.
What?
There's two Shvuas?
Could be. It's good. I'm looking for something else. Ah, because you could say, listen, I'm not thinking that I made a Shvua. And the title is trying to push back on the Shvua. He's saying, Shvua, no one told me I made a Shvua. People aren't thinking. He didn't utter the Shvua. He didn't stand there with his hand up and say, I swear and whatever. He didn't do that. So people themselves don't think of it as a Shvua. Do people think when they're over on Gzela that they're being over on a Shvua? No, they don't think of it that way. It could be it's really the way it is. That maybe that's what Rashi means. Because Chamelu le'inchi iser Gzela mi'iser Shvua. People aren't thinking that they're over this iser Shvua right now. So in their head, they're perceiving this as a lighter Avera. But in truth, it's not lighter to steal than it is to swear falsely. Because every time you steal, you're basically swearing falsely. So it could be that is going to be the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Let's get it clear. According to what we said, the pshat of the Rashba says this is all because, listen, if he's willing to steal for mamain, he'll swear for mamain. And that's the Gemara Svar of Migu Dachashid Amamina Chashid Ashvusa. Why would you say Migu Dachashid Amamina Loi Chashid Ashvusa? Because maybe he's willing to steal, he's not willing to swear. Swear is more chamor. Why? I'll steal, I won't kill somebody. For a buck, I'll steal a buck, but I'm not going to kill somebody for a buck. I'll steal some money, but I won't swear falsely for a buck. Maybe you could say that svara. That would be the svara of chashad amamina loy chashad ashvusa. However, according to Rashi, you can't say that because every time you steal falsely, you're over on a shvua. So you can't say I'm willing to steal, I'm not willing to swear. You swore. This is called a shvua. So if the svara of the Vilna Gaon is every gzela is in fact. Is being over on the Shvua. So why would you say Migu Chashad HaMamana Loi Chashad HaShvuasa? It makes no sense. It defies all logic, says Rashi and Achanami. It's just what people say in their head. It's people in perception. People don't perceive this. When a person steals, he doesn't think he's being over on a Shvua. He thinks he's over on the Sigzal. Swearing, that's more Chamer. I won't do that. They don't realize that really they're being over on more Chamer when they steal than when they swear falsely. So people's perception is that way. Okay. According to Rashi, the Gemara's Havamina is much starker. That's rock solid, my friends. There's no way to differentiate between the Mammon and Shvua. If you go like the Gra, because every time you're over on Gzela, you're over on Shvua. You're over on Shvua. So why would you think Chashan and Loi Chash? The Gemara has to come up with this creative thing that, yeah, but people don't look at it that way. According to Tosfos, the Gemara's Havamina is a little weaker. Gemara says Chashad HaMamon Chashad HaShvuah. So we say because once you're motivated by Mammon to do an Avera, you'll do other Averas also motivated by Mammon. Gemara's answer is yeah, but there's a pecking order. There are different Averas which I will do, other Averas which I won't do, and the Avera of stealing I won't do. Chashad HaMamon Loi Chashad HaShvuah. So you're not Chashad HaShvuah. The Gemara's making a turnaround. You're not Chashad. According to Rashi, Loi Amrin on Chashad HaMamon Chashad HaShvuah. It should be. Chashad HaMamon should be Chashad HaShvuah. We're not going to say it. Why not? Because people have that headspace. Okay, my friends. Lomer Gein Weiter. Zok the Heilige Gemara. לא יאמין אמיגד חושר המומנו חושר השבוע סעדי אין לא יתאים ההכי כי if you don't say this היי דם רחמנו ואני מקצת את התני ישובה מהם אמיגד חושר המומנו חושר השבוע סעדי Gemara is now is setting out to prove Chashad HaMoman Aloy Chashad HaShavuasa. That the Gemara is trying to prove that now. I want to prove to you Chashad HaMoman is not Chashad HaShavuasa. Or else, how does every Moedav Mixas HaTayna swear? We're making him swear because we think maybe he's lying. If he's lying and he's stealing the money, then he's also going to swear falsely. So what would be the point of putting a Shavua on him? So from over there, the Choyer, we see Chashad HaMoman Aloy Chashad HaShavuasa. You see the Gemara is doing a Dear Raisa Svara. Gemara says, Hai Gama Rachmana! We're going in the Torah. How can the Torah tell you Moedav Mixas HaTayna Shavah? Why don't you say Midu Chashad HaMoman Aloy Chashad HaShavuasa? Says the Gemara, no, I have a different reason there. Maybe that's not even a situation of Chashad HaMoman, because Hasam Ishtamute Kam Ishtamit Kidir Rabba. Like Rabba said, who is Rabba? We saw Rabba before. The bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Kidir Rabba. The Omer Rabba, Mepnei Ma Omer HaToyra, Moedav Mixas HaTayna Yishava, says the Gemara, Chazok Enon Meiz Pano, Lepnei Baal Choyvoy, says the Gemara, V'hai Bekula Boy De Nichpere. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, V'hai Bekula Boy De Nichpere? Says the Gemara, I do not comprehend Shem Amaze, the Hybekula by the Loy delay. What do those words mean? Rashi says, why don't you say, Migu the Chashid Amamina, Chashid Ashwasa? So the way Rashi learns the Gemara, at least, Rabba, not only is he going to answer the question, he actually asked the question of the Gemara. Rabba asked, why don't you say, Migu the Chashid Amamina, Chashid Ashwasa? What's the Gemara's answer? Haidala Oidele, Ishtamute, who they come Ishtamet Mine. So Rabbi actually addressed the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, everybody mixes a Zatayna should be Migud HaChashit. Yeah, Rabbi asked that question. And Rabbi told us the answer. The answer is Ishtamute. That's in Rashi's Pshat, at least place over there at a different Pshat, but I'll go upon him. That's the way Rashi learned. Says the Gemara, Kidir Rabba, Teida, I'll prove it to you. I'm going to prove to you that there has to be a Svar of Ishtamute when it comes to Halva. Why is Kofer B'milva Kosher Le'edus? How is he Kosher Le'edus? Isn't he a Rasha? Don't we say on him that he was a Goslin? Goslin's Pasul Le'edus. Look, Kofer B'Kadim's Pasul Le'edus. Why is Kofer B'milva Kosher Le'edus? It must be that there's a Svar of Ishtamute over here. So we're assuming that this guy is not really a bad guy. He's down and out on his luck. He doesn't have his money, so therefore he's just trying to push off until he could pull together some money. Why is Kofer B'Pikadon Pasul Eidus? Because the Kofer B'Pikadon, he doesn't have. What does that mean? Why aren't you giving it back? Why are you not giving it back? Let's check Rashi. Says Rashi, Ishtemuti Mishtamit V'loy Chashid Amamina. Says Rashi, the love gazan chashdina le. We don't consider him a gazan. We're not chashim a gazan. Ella lishtamute be'alma. Dom Rav Ini Barav and Akleifer be'milva shavu edim. V'chziku kafron shidu shulchayim lo. He said he's not chayim, and edim say he is chayim. He's still kosher le'edim. Says Rashi, two lines, second bottom line, thin line. Alma love daite le'migzale. We're assuming he doesn't want to steal. Dineim al toshis rasha. Aid Chamas. Toshis Aid Chamas. Elishtamute Avid is trying to push him off. However, Pikadin Pasaladis, says Rashi, Demai Ishtamute Ika. Harilonita Noitza. He's not supposed to spend it. Ube'enu. And he has it here. V'i Avad. And if he lost it, V'itonim She'avad V'yifter. Why doesn't he just claim that he lost it and just be Potter? Yitoim She'avad v'yifter. What? So hold on. So what's Rashi saying? Says Rashi, listen, I took a pikadon from Reuven. I'm watching it for him. If I still have it, do I have an excuse why I'm not giving it back? No. And if I lost it, why don't I just say I lost it and be putter? Asks a bachar achoshev. David Uri, who says he's going to be Pater, maybe he's going to be Chayiv. Maybe he's a Shemesh Sachar, for example. Shemesh is Chayiv on Gneva Aveda. Maybe he's a Shemesh Chinom, and he did a bad job. Maybe he accidentally left the door open. Oh, snap, I left the door open, and the animal left. I'm going to be Chayiv now, because I'm a Peshaya. And that's why I'm being Kofer B'Kadon. says the Rishayim, the Ramban and others. Listen, if you're trying to push the guy off because you owe him money, I hear you, it could be. What would be a smart thing to say? You can't say I don't have the money now. He's not going to take that. He'll probably just take your car away or your house or whatever. Tell him, of course I took the album from you. I know we're friends. We're good. Oinus happened. And Oinus, he got struck by lightning. I don't know. There was a pack of wolves, you know, jumped into my house. I don't know. It's gone. I feel so bad. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm putter. But to say lahadam is starting up with the guy. Right? When you have a soft lie or a hard lie, if you really want to pay the guy back, which one would be the more like logical one, the more political one to say? The soft lie. Just say, look, I know, I'm sorry, it was... But when a person to come with a hard lie and to say, lahadam, get out of my face, and the guy's going to start screaming bloody murder at you. What are you talking about? I gave you my animal. But if you say, it was an inus, I say, oh, okay, just, you know, okay, fine. Just, you know, great. That's how he has to make a shavua. Either way, he has to make a shavua, shavua's heses. I'll kopon him. Why are you making a hard lie? Why are you going up straight up against him? Because obviously you don't plan on ever paying him back. You're not Mr. Nice Guy over here. You're very happy just stonewalling him. So therefore he's pasul eidus. Says the Gemara... Eloha Ditani Rami Bar Chama Arba Shaimim Tzrichim Kfira B'miktas Vaidah B'miktas Shaimachina V'shon Noisisacha V'hasoicher Nehemi L'choshir Amam L'choshir Ashvuasa. Says the Gemara, okay, but let's talk about Rami Bar Chama for a second. Rami Bar Chama, he said that the Shvuas Ashaimim is when there's three paras. There's three paras involved. We saw this Rami Bar Chama already. He says, in that case, the Arbashem need kfir b'miktas, haidah b'miktas, we said is going to end up being three parts. One is going to say, la adam, it never happened. One is going to be moideh, and one is going to say, I'm putter because of whatever reason. One is going to say, I never owed you anything. The other one is going to say, I'm chayiv to pay you. And the third one is going to say, I was putter because of my shmira, and I have to make a shmua. So the Gemara is asking, why don't you say migu the chasher amam and a chasher shvusa? Where does the question lie? Says Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi di bermaskol levelema migu the chasher amam and the second wide line, the hahu the amar loyayet var me oilam. That's kaifer bibikaranu. V'leka l'meimar mishtamit, says Rashi, the kasha is only on the parah that he said, lo hayo dvar me'oilam. The parah that he said, there was an oynes, I'm sorry, there we don't have a problem, migu d'choshed amam and d'choshed ha'shvusa. Why? Says Rashi, take a look, choshed nami ha'shvua didei, Rashi says, bishlam ha'shvuas shoimrim, Daud the Katan Nensa, the Chayvi Rachman Shvua, Ikal Amemed Olay Choshen Amamana, El Hashem Pasha Bishmirasa, the Chayv L'Shalom Ein Sel. Maybe it was Pashay on the Shmira. He has to pay. Sover Adavali Zuzu Peranale, and therefore he thinks until I have the money and I'll pay him, he's going to be Ishtamute. So maybe even by Shomer it's possible Ishtamute if he's claiming that he's Pater because he did a good Shmira. Maybe he didn't really do a good Shmira. He owes money. But he doesn't have it to pay, so he's doing ishtamute. Elahahi de kefira, but the animal that he's being kaifer on, havade kaifer bipikarenhu, umeshaker. Echon mashminan le'aloh. How can you make a shavua? I want you to say ishtamute. We said, if he wants to be ishtamute, what would have been a better taina? You should have said nansa. That's what he said on the first para. What does he say on the second para? Why is he stonewalling the second para? It must be if he's stonewalling and the shomer is the person that gave him the animal is going to get very angry. What are you talking about? I gave you those animals. You liar! You thief! You scoundrel! So why is he doing that? Why does he just say nansa, nansa? If he'd say nansa, everyone will be happy because no one knows he's not telling the truth. So why is he saying La'adam? It must be he's not looking to be gentle over here. He's stonewalling the guy, and he's obviously he's going to steal it. So Migdal Chasher Amam and Chasher Shvus. That's the Gemara's question.
But he's a Moed of Mitzvah. It's not a
kofrak
call that you.
But he has a better taina. By moedav miktsas, you don't have a better taina. Regular moedav miktsas, person lent you money. There's only one way to say you're putter if he lent you money, and that is to stonewall the guy. Either say I paid you back, the guy says no, you didn't, or say I never borrowed it. Yes, you did. But over here, I've got a very politically wise way to do this. I can just say you're right. You gave me the animal. It died in some sort of freak accident. I'm putter. And that's a politically wise way to get out of paying. Why is he stonewalling the guy?
Is he a real Migu now? I could have said that, so they've been saying that's not owe anybody.
Mufarshim asked that question. It's a good question. Mufarshim asked that question. So over here, where's the Ishtamute? Answers the Gemara. Hasam nami Ishtamute kam Ishtame. Over there also there is ishtamute. Why? Savar mashkachna legana v'tafisna le. Inami mashkachna le ba'agom u'maisinon le. Is he waiting to bring the guy cash? Does he want to collect some money to return the money? No. If he was waiting to bring cash, then he would find like to say Nanso would be fine. Because then he said the animal's dead, it's gone, forget about it, and I'll just give him money later on, whatever. But if I'm going to say that I would like to try to find the animal, either find the ganav, find it in a swamp, I want to return the animal, I can't say to the guy, listen, the animal's dead. Swear in Bez, the animal's dead. And then 3 days later, the animal shows up. It's like, I guess I swore falsely, right? That's not going to look good. He can't do that. It's going to be a public display of his sheker. So therefore, he would love to be political, but in this case, because he's hoping to get the animal back, I can't say the animal's dead if the animal's going to resurface. So I have to say La Adam, I didn't steal it, and then I never took it. And then I'll say, look, your animal, here it is, the guy, he stole it from you. He really stole it from me, but I'm not going to tell. He stole it from you. Here he is. I found the animal. All's well, as end well, right? Everyone's good. Goodbye. Okay, I have nothing to do with this. Goodbye. And then I'm putter. So therefore, that's why over here he has an ulterior motive not to say lahadam. Because there's an upside on the other end of it. There's an upside on the other end not to say lahadam. If he says, not to say, I'm saying Nansa. If he says Nansa, he says the animal's dead, the animal's gone. He can't do that if he's been planning on returning the animal. Therefore, he has no choice but to say La'adam. Why? Because he doesn't want to pay money. He wants to return the animal. Says the Gemara. Ihachi, Kaifer Bipikarin. Am I pasul leedos? Nemish the mutikom eshtamet zavade bechashna umashkachna le. If you're right, so in every kofar bikkanon, why don't you say the same svara? Maybe you're saying there is eshtamute also by kofar bikkanon. The eshtamute is he's looking to try to find the animal and he really wants to pay it back. Why don't you do the same thing over there? It's the same la adam. It's the same basic thing. Says the Gemara. Ki amrin al kofar bikkanon pasul leedos. Kigon da asisadi vasidu beda hu shaita aisi le bikkanon bebeisei vahave yoda. Inami havenokah lebi yodeh. He says, well, you're right. In a classic case of kofar bikkanon, there's ishtamute. Over here, we're talking about where the guy's got the animal. The animal's name is Nelly. Nelly is there. He's in his barn with all his other animals. There's no way to say that he thinks Nelly was stolen. I'm just trying to get Nelly back. Or Nelly's lost. I'm trying to find it. Nelly's there in the barn. Or, we're not talking about an animal, he's wearing, for goodness sakes, he wore the guy's belt to Bezdin. I mean, that's a machutzif. He's saying, you know, you gave me my belt to watch. I don't know, never gave you the belt. It's like, you're wearing the belt. Adam saying that's the belt. Oh, so what type of ishtamute is there over there? You're wearing the guy's belt. There's no ishtamute. It's like, it's impossible. Right? You can't be ishtamute on that type of situation. So therefore, that's the only case that Koyfer would be caught in his pasaleidus. That's the only case.